With overall COVID-19 cases down right now and what some might consider a disappointing start to the vaccine rollout, where do we stand historically at this time in the ongoing pandemic compared to previous and similar events? This is Lisa Berry, and there is someone in our own community whose knowledge and perspective is sought and shared internationally and has been an important voice in this ongoing pandemic, and he's joining us now on WEMU. I'm talking about physician, professor, author, director for the Center for the History of Medicine at the University of Michigan, Dr. Howard Markell. So how has the overall pandemic, how is it going now compared to 1918?
Well, I think it's now time to say that we're very different. Obviously, it's a different virus. It seems to spread in similar ways, but we know a great deal more about the genome of coronavirus than they knew, of course, about influenza in 1918 and 1919. What's interesting about the epi curve of coronavirus right now is we're sort of seeing, hopefully, the first downward trends on a roller coaster. Now, we haven't gone down Space Mountain yet, but cases and deaths seem to be getting a little bit smaller with each passing day. And of course, we have vaccine now, but fewer than 10 to 25% of all Americans are vaccinated twice against COVID. And so we still have a very vulnerable country that we're dealing with.
Was there a vaccine back in 1918?
Well, no. I mean, there was the smallpox vaccine, which was developed by Edward Jenner in 1796. There were flu vaccines in 1918, but they were for the wrong organism. Nobody knew anything about viruses, let alone that influenza was caused by a virus. And so the vaccine was against a bacteria called Haemophilus influenzae, which was thought to be the causative organism of influenza at the time. It wasn't a very good vaccine for H flu, and it obviously wasn't a very good vaccine for influenza. So they did not have any of the modern conveniences of medicine, the wonder drugs, the wonder vaccines, and the wonder treatments that we benefit from today.
One of the problems that we've been dealing with in Washtenaw County is a lack of vaccines.
And it really goes back to the last presidential administration, which did not buy enough hundreds of millions of doses, you know, literally like making a hotel reservation in advance for during a convention. You need to make those reservations because every country in the world, if they can afford it, wants as many doses of the vaccine as they can get. So we are a little slow about that. And then there's manufacture. Don't forget, you have to grow vaccines. And the methods are a little bit quicker than they were back, say, in 1970 or 1980, but you still have to grow them, manufacture them, test them, make sure they get properly packaged and frozen and all sorts of things before they get into hundreds of millions of arms. And in most places, like Ypsilanti or Ann Arbor, people who want their shots are having trouble getting them. And so we have to ramp up ordering, paying for, and manufacturing these vaccines for the American people, and other countries are scrambling in a similar manner.
We discovered last week by talking to Washtenaw County Health Department officials that as of last week, there were zero cases of influenza in the area at a time of year where typically the season is peaking. Are we learning anything? I mean, what do you think led to that at this time?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that is, it's a very curious because, you know, you would expect to see influenza independently spreading in North America, and we're not seeing much of that. It goes back to a line I have used many, many times over the years when asked to predict epidemics of influenza or now coronavirus. The most predictable things about these pandemics is their unpredictability. Mm-hmm. So, don't really have an answer yet. Stay tuned. Maybe 5 years from now, we'll know about that. But it is interesting.
Last time we spoke, you offered your opinion about should there be college football. And we all saw how that went. Now I want to ask you, and I don't know if you want to weigh in on this or not, Ann Arbor Public Schools, it's been back and forth between parents and physicians and the superintendent about is it safe to offer any sort of in-person teaching, as Governor Whitmer has indicated she would like to see happen by March 1st.
It's interesting. It's probably safe, but do any of us want to risk the health of our most cherished loved ones, our children? And there's also the issue of those who work in schools who are adults, whether they're staff or faculty, who may have risk factors of their own based on age or health or what have you, that can put them at risk, as well as the precautionary hardware you need, dividers and face masks and all PPE and all that kind of stuff. I think the Ann Arbor Schools has really done an incredible job, and I really have to applaud Dr. Swift for seeking out good advisors. As full disclosure, I did speak with her early in the pandemic, and she's really been taking a very cautionary, measured approach to this. No matter what choice she chooses, by the way, she's potentially going to be wrong and upset somebody. But I got to tell you, she's practicing her profession as I practice pediatrics, which is it's always better to be safe than sorry. We're just not out of it yet. And I know there are a great many parents who would like their children in school. And also I can tell you as a pediatrician that it's important for children to be in school, particularly younger children. But it's important for all children in terms of their socialization skills, their advancement as human beings to be in school. But this is no ordinary time, is it? It is the second greatest, most significant contagious crisis in recent history. And then we have to take special steps for that. And that's what Dr. Swift is doing. And I applaud her.
So as a medical historian, and I heard you say earlier that this virus is very different than 1918. Is it off the charts? Can we even compare anything anymore? Where do we stand versus what happened 100 years ago?
Well, we do know that as of this discussion, influenza in 1918 killed more people and got more people sick than probably any pandemic in human history. As of this telling today, this one is a pretty close second.
Something that we're dealing with, especially in Washtenaw County, specifically Ann Arbor, and even honing in on the University of Michigan campus, is this variant of the virus. Is that something that happened over 100 years ago, or is that something new that we're dealing with? How can you help us?
Well, it probably did, but we didn't have any ways of measuring it because we didn't know anything about viruses back then. But the extent is as a virus spreads across a community and across several communities, it always mutates. It may mutate many times a day, but most of those mutations are the equivalent of a typographical error on a page. They just don't mean anything. And some mutations, many mutations in a virus as it goes from population to population is to attenuate, to get milder in its virulence as it goes around the world. But sometimes it can get more so, and that's what we're seeing with some of these variants from South Africa and Brazil. We're going to have to continue to watch them closely and may need booster shots in the months or years to come if they start to spread around the world.
I think we turn to you, Dr. Howard Markell, for the historical perspective. And some people may turn to you for hope. And I know you said you can't predict a date on when this will be over, and it's really not practical to do that. But is there any kind of hope or message you can leave us with on when this might be over?
Well, I'm more than hopeful. I'm 100% certain that this pandemic will come to a close. I just can't tell you when. Will it be when most of us are vaccinated? Yeah. Will that happen by spring to summer? I hope. But I cannot yet tell. I will tell you this, though. As a historian who spent, more than half my life studying pandemics, which is pretty odd work if you can get it, we have always come through the other end. And we have been far less equipped the modern marvels of medicine on those instances than we have today. So just hang in there. The cavalry's on the way, and we'll get out of this before long. I've been vaccinated twice. I had a sore arm and felt a little weird the next day. Nothing more than that. My daughter would say that, why is that day different from any other day? And then felt fine by day
too. So, and this is what I'm hearing from most patients and people who have had it. It is safe. I'm behind it. It is the only way out of this nightmare is for us to get herd immunity through active vaccination with the COVID shot. It is the only way out of this contagious nightmare. Having us all immunized by having 90 or 90 more percent of the population immunized to develop herd immunity against COVID-19 so that we don't get reinfected. And we may also find that each year we have a different variant of COVID coming up and we may need subsequent shots. But for now, it's the vaccine, the vaccine, the vaccine, to paraphrase the late Bo Schembechler. And the team needs to get it.
Dr. Howard Markel from the University of Michigan, thank you so much for sharing your insight and expertise with us here on WEMU.
My pleasure.